Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. Morgan Tsvangirai's MDCT says the proposed introduction of bond notes is politically motivated.
We had the same era of bearer checks, and we had poor quintillionaires and poor millionaires in the country. So the shadow cabinet was very much disturbed that this government wants to walk the same road again.
Former workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe demand their terminal benefits.
There are those employers who are coming forward to say we'll be able to pay in installments. We don't have the money. There is another group of employers which is adamant, which is not communicating.
And some Zimbabweans are making a living through keeping quail birds. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The MDCT Shadow Cabinet met today to discuss cash shortages affecting the transacting public and criticized plans by the central bank to introduce bond notes, saying the move was politically motivated. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Following the Shadow Cabinet meeting held at MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai's residence in Harare, Cabinet and Tsvangirai's spokesperson, Luke Tamborinyoka, told Studio 7 that his party expressed concern at the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's plans to introduce bond notes, saying such a move was detrimental to the country's economic growth.
The Shadow Cabinet expressed the concern. It noted with concern that this is what government has decided to do. It noted with concern that Zimbabweans have walked this road before, and it was a traumatic road. In 2008-2007, we had the same era of bearer checks, and we had poor quintillionaires and poor millionaires in the country. So the Shadow Cabinet was very much disturbed that this government wants to walk the same road again. Having noted this, the Shadow Cabinet also had detailed presentations of how this new measure was going to affect all sectors of the economy and how it was going to affect ordinary Zimbabweans.
Tamborinyoka said the Shadow Cabinet felt that the proposed introduction of the bond notes that has been criticized by several Zimbabweans was a ploy by the ZANU-PF government to print money to enable it to pay civil servant salaries and for other services because the government purse is empty.
It is actually very clear that this government is broke. This government has run out of money. This cash crisis was beginning to affect this government. You can actually tell that in the very near future, this government was not going to be able to pay its own civil servants. And you and me know that it wants to use these bond currencies to pay civil servants because it is broke.
But Central Bank Governor John Mangunjga told Studio 7 by phone that the RBZ does not make key fiscal decisions along political lines. The central bank chief added that his bank's proposed intervention was meant to ease the cash shortages being experienced by members of the public. Contacted for comment, ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo requested questions in writing, but he had not responded at the time of going to air. Tamborinyoka says the MDCT has called for an urgent national executive meeting Thursday to map the way forward, noting that this issue now requires a political solution.
It was also noted that the root cause of this crisis was political, and that what was needed was an urgent political response, a comprehensive political response to this economic madness.
But political analyst David Masunda says he does not see the government backtracking on its plans to introduce the bond notes.
And this is a decision that must have been taken at the very highest level, given the crisis that we are facing in terms of hard cash from the banks. This is not, I think, an easy decision that came from either the governor or his office. It must have come from government itself, realizing that that might be the only way to address the situation. Whether it is political or not, it depends on where you are looking at. But I think it is one practical way of trying to address the issue. And it might not be very popular because Zimbabweans still have that feeling of the bearer notes at the back of their mind.
Tamborinyoka said His party wants the country to maintain the current multi-currency regime, arguing that Zimbabwe's economy was not yet stable. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, some local people are camping outside banks in Mashingo in an attempt to withdraw their hard-earned United States dollars in fear that they may lose their money, like what happened when the Zimbabwe dollar was dumped in 2009 when the country adopted multi-currencies. Our correspondent Gantry Maramba reports from the provincial capital.
Edmoma Konese is one of the villagers who has spent more than 3 days attempting without success to withdraw his money from a local bank. Makonise says he will only go back home when he gets the money.
Yeah, I've been here since Saturday trying to withdraw my money from the banks, but it is now Tuesday. I'm still waiting for my turn to get whatever little that is available in my account. The major reason is that there is so much uncertainty with this bond notes fiasco that we just been told by the RBZ governor. I have lost my savings because of the hyperinflationary environment that persisted in 2007-2008, and I wouldn't want to risk again. So I would I'll stay in town, stay in the pavements for as long as is possible, so that I withdraw my money.
Another Masingo resident, Sheila Mtua, who has braved the harsh weather condition and decided to camp at a local bank, says all she needs is her money.
I've come all the way from Zaka and sleeping in the pavements, and so far we don't even know when we are getting our money. And with the fear of those bond notes that are coming, now we don't know whether maybe they're just like those Zim dollars and they'll be slashed out like in the bank. So I will just wait. With this coldness, I would rather wait. But now we are afraid what is going to happen with our economy. Since we are failing even to get the US dollar, how will we survive the curse if the bond are coming back in our country?
Terence Gono Kongez, adding that it is difficult to understand the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's move to introduce the bond notes.
They are trying to give us an explanation about how the bond notes will work with the US dollar, but the language is too technical to most of us, and we don't have any option but to secure what we had invested in our accounts.
Elton Chauke, another villager from Wenez Communal Lands, says they have lost confidence in anything that is done by the government, and as a result, they cannot accept what he calls worthless bond notes.
You know, I don't trust this government. I just think I should just save my dollars in my pocket, because the next time I will come up here and they will tell me that, you know, you now have a Zim dollar, you no longer have a US dollar, like what they did during the Zim dollar era, whereby they just woke up and say, announce that we no longer have money.
RBZ Governor John Mangujga says the bond notes are designed to promote exports while easing cash shortages. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
And Central Bank Chief John Mangujga's task number one as he prepares to unveil bond notes is convincing the public that they will not depreciate in value, leading economists have said. Mangujga announced last week the introduction of bond notes in an effort to ease the current liquidity crunch and an attempt to stimulate the country's ailing economy. The notes, coming in $2, $5, $10 and $20 denominations and backed by $200 million from the African Export-Import Bank, are expected to start circulating in 2 months. Director of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Godfrey Kanyenze, says Mangujga's dilemma is that government has failed to reform and people lack confidence in the ability of the central bank to address both the cash crunch and economic problems. Kanyenze says the bond notes will see the dollar appreciate even more, adding that people have not forgotten the disaster of 7 years ago when Harare introduced the bearer notes that had no value at all. Economist Brains Muchemwa, director of a microfinance institution, Oxlink Capital, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the bond notes will be dead on arrival if Mangujga does not get buy-in from Zimbabweans.
When you look at the challenges relating to accessibility of cash, to some extent, yes, the bond notes will be able to alleviate the challenges associated with access to cash. But of course, the extent to which they will be able to address that challenge relates to, unfortunately, the issues of confidence in the market. And it becomes, therefore, important that issues relating to confidence be addressed so that this bond note may be able to address that cash problem, without which it might become very difficult to address the challenges if the confidence issues are not looked at. And the second one relating to whether indeed this may be able to provide stimulus in the market, that one is not, it's very debatable, largely on account of the fact that $200 million is a very small amount of money in this market, especially if one is looking at how other economies the world over have used quantitative easing approaches to stimulate their respective economies.
How can Zimbabwe stimulate its economy?
The issue of economic stimulus is not an easy subject, especially for a country that is using US dollar. And when you look at the experience of European countries that have adopted the euro, I think the evidence is quite abundant that indeed economic stimulation is not an easy subject, even if you look at what has been happening in the US in terms of quantitative easing. But surely there is a lot of debate that is needed. Because when you look at stimulating this economy, it's not just about printing money, but it's about creating an enabling environment that makes it happen. And as such, you need a lot of reforms in terms of the ease of doing business.
Economist Brains Muchemwa, director of a microfinance institution, Oxlink Capital, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. More than 70 former National Railways of Zimbabwe workers today approached the parastatal seeking terminal benefits 10 months after their dismissal. The former workers' representative met with officials of the NRZ, who assured them that they are working on the terminal benefits. NRZ spokesman Fanuel Masikati said he was not yet aware of the incident and asked Studio 7 to call him tomorrow. But Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union Secretary General Japhet Moyo told Studio 7 that their affiliates were doing everything they could to help dismissed workers get their terminal benefits.
The organizations which are organizing in these different respective industries, some of them under the auspices of the ZCTU, are helping these workers to either return back to work if the company is unable to pay, or to make sure that the companies pay what is stipulated by the law. Our experience, or what we are witnessing, is that some of the workers have not managed to return back to work. Neither have they been paid these retrenchment packages. Those who have returned to work, sometimes they face the difficulties of even accessing their salaries. So they return back to work and still they are behind in getting their salaries, or they get their salaries in staggered forms because of the challenges I think the companies are going through. But the other group is not at work at all. They were not able to be taken back, and they were not even paid their retrenchment packages.
How is this going to be resolved, Mr. Moyo, considering that it's now more than 10 months for most of these workers without getting their terminal benefits?
There are those employers who are coming forward to say, we'll be able to pay in installments. We don't have the money. There is another group of employers which is adamant, which is not communicating. And these are the cases which are likely to be spilling into the court, because the employers are adamant or they are stubborn. These are unscrupulous employers who merely decide not to pay, not to follow the law, because the law is very clear. Either those workers are returned back to work or they are paid.
That was ZCTU Secretary General Japhet Moyo on the line from Harare.